Track 7 and more news stories. Heroic sailor saved friend before sinking. An experienced sailor and fisherman who died when his boat sank in the English Channel was hailed a hero for saving his friend's life. Peter Cloke was commended for saving pensioner Richard Bailey in the incident in May 2023. Mr. Cloke, who was 73, had been out on his 20-foot boat Petrel with Richard when the vessel suffered a catastrophic failure. Retired civil servant Peter managed to make a mayday call just before the vessel sank 8 miles off Tor Bay in calm conditions. But an extra inquest heard that Peter, of Ede in Devon, became trapped in the wheelhouse as the boat sank. His body was recovered 12 days later. Mr. Bailey said that water started filling the rear of the boat and the two men started to bail out the water, but the water then came over the stern of the boat. Former teacher Peter, who was awarded an OBE in 2002 for services to education, became trapped inside the cabin as the boat quickly sank. Mr. Bailey had his life jacket on and was lifted up by the water and pulled away from the Petrel. He said earlier, "I was only rescued because Peter managed to put out a mayday call just before the boat sank. I owe him my life." He said the ingress of water was slow at first, but became catastrophic very quickly, upending and sinking the boat almost immediately. Mr. Cloke's family asked the police to check CCTV from Exmouth Marina, covering the period from the day before the incident to when it left on its last trip, but police said they did not have it. The family wanted to know whether it was possible the boat had been damaged while it was berthed in the marina before she went to sea that morning, but the lack of obtaining CCTV from the marina was a failure, and the family will never know the answer. An attempt to raise the boat failed when a line snapped because it was too heavy and it remains on the seafloor, the coroner heard. Detective Constable Charlotte Craven said her impression was there was a potential malfunction out at sea and a sudden failure that led to the catastrophic amount of water ingressing, which led to Mr. Cloke being trapped in the wheelhouse. She said Mr. Cloke's actions should be commended in saving the life of his friend. The coroner said no one will exactly know why the boat took on water and why it sank, but said police said there were no suspicious circumstances. The area coroner recorded a conclusion of accidental death. He said for reasons unknown, the Petrel began to take on water and sank, with Mr. Cloke trapped in the cabin. He said the boat was in good condition and well serviced. Mr. Cloke was described as an experienced fisherman and a competent and capable helmsman.
Community spring clean effort. More than 25 volunteers collected 12 bags of rubbish from around Tynmouth last Saturday, March the 29th, in a community litter pick. Spearheaded by Tynmouth Town Councillors Penny Lloyd and Dan Comer, with help from Tynmouth's Guerrilla Gardeners, the event was part of the Keep Britain Tidy annual Great British Spring Clean initiative. Among the volunteers were local MP Martin Wrigley, former Tynmouth Mayor Ian Palmer, and councillors David Cox and Van der Rutsch. "The event is more than just cleaning up litter," commented Penny. "It's about fostering a sense of community pride and responsibility, promoting environmental awareness and inspiring collective action towards a common goal," she noted. Another community spring clean activity takes place this Saturday, that's April the 6th, with the painting of the Tynmouth letters at Spray Point. And there's a photograph of various people, councillors and so on, two volunteers, with their spring cleaning equipment.
Pop-up exhibition showcases local artists. A pop-up exhibition in Dawlish will feature the work of five local artists. The two-day event is the brainchild of Luke Steffins, who rediscovered his love of art during the COVID lockdown after a 30-year gap. The son of well-known artist Brian Steffens, Luke explained, "We hope this exhibition will lead to more exhibitions showcasing more of the local talent in the area. Most artists in the area don't have exhibiting opportunities, and my hope is that we can build a good community-based art movement and encourage more young people to engage and enjoy their creative side." He said, "For nearly 30 years, I just didn't create anything. As the son of an artist, I grew up surrounded by art and studied at art at Exeter College. But at college, I became disillusioned with painting. At the time, the art world was celebrating conceptual art, and teachers didn't seem to recognise more traditional styles as noteworthy. Fast forward to lockdown, and completely by accident, I bought a set of cheap oil paints. I experimented, but I didn't initially take to them. I bought some books, watched some tutorials, and kept practicing until it started to click. Slowly but surely, I began to enjoy the medium, and now I can't stop. I'm making up for lost time, you may say." His father, Brian, will be exhibiting alongside his son, showcasing a mix of his early and more recent work. Keeping it in the family is Luke's wife, Kaz, who was awarded a BAM for her charity work and who will display her range of handmade and painted craft work and art. Joining them is Dave Furler with his unique style of drawings and paint prints of local and city scenes, and Jackie Russ, who is a neurodivergent artist who paints and sketches a wide range of styles. The exhibition is on April the 8th and 9th at the Strand Centre.
Bird flu restrictions are lifted at farm. A 10-kilometre surveillance zone surrounding a poultry farm near Stoke and Teenhead that was implemented after bird flu was detected at the site has been revoked. The Government Department of Environmental, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, and the Animal and Plant Health Agency, AFA, said the decision was made following the successful completion of disease control activities and surveillance. A 3-kilometre protection zone and 10-kilometre surveillance zone was put in place after a highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed at Orchard Farm on February the 19th. The 3-kilometre protection zone was revoked on March the 21st. All 5,000 hens at the farm were culled on February the 21st in a bid to prevent the spread of the disease. In addition, around £10,000 worth of eggs and £5,000 worth of feed were also destroyed. Farmer Jerry Saunders described the cull as heartbreaking and said his business was effectively gone. Orchard Farm is situated above the southern bank of the River Teen estuary. It is not clear how the disease arrived on the farm. One theory is that it came from migrating seabirds.
Students explore Devonport Energy Centre. Students from Newton Abbott had the chance to see cutting-edge technology converting waste into energy. Year 11 students from South Devon University Technical College had the opportunity to visit the Energy from Waste Centre in Devonport. The visit provided valuable real-world experience related to their in science curriculum as they learned about the process of converting waste into renewable energy. During the visit, the students toured the facility where up to 100 lorries a day deliver residual waste, which is then burned at temperatures of around 1,000 degrees Celsius. The process generates steam and electricity, playing a key role in reducing reliance on fossil fuels. The students were able to witness firsthand how this advanced technology works, deepening their understanding of renewable energy and its role in sustainable development. Many students were particularly fascinated by the apprenticeships opportunities available at the EFW Centre and expressed interest in pursuing careers in the energy sector. South Devon University Technical College offers a cutting-edge curriculum and has strong links to industry. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said, "A big thank you goes to the staff at the Energy from Waste Centre in Devonport for hosting the students and providing such an engaging and educational experience. The day was a great success and the students left with a new appreciation for the role science plays in the energy sector. And this was a fantastic opportunity for our Year 11 students to see science in action at the Energy from Waste Centre. The tour gave them a deeper understanding of how science, technology and sustainability intersect in the real world. We're incredibly proud of how engaged and curious our students were during the visit, and it's wonderful to see them exploring career opportunities in the sector." And there's a photograph of some of the students from South Devon UTC on their visit to the Energy from Waste Centre in Devonport.